Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go.
Dear, welcome back to another episode of the Kind Mind Project. If I have not had the opportunity of connecting with you personally, I would love for you to send me a message over on Instagram at Emily and the Kind Mind, and let's start a conversation about what's going on in your life and how I can support you in the season that you're navigating right now. One of the beautiful things about why I chose podcasting as a platform is it's not only able to connect us, but it's able to connect us in a way that feels really personal and vulnerable. And I want to be able to support you even further. So if we have not been able to connect one-on-one, I would love for you to shoot me a message over on Instagram and let me know what's going on in your life and how I can best support you. But before we jump into today's topic, of course, we need to get our Kind Mind affirmation cards going here. I just was able to get these puppies restocked. You were phenomenal, and we sold out in a week. So I got a restock going, and they are ready to come to your hands. But for now, here's our card for the day. You ready? I am no longer a woman who waits for solutions to find her. That one feels good today. I am no longer a woman who waits for solutions to find her. Man, I feel like every time I pull a card before an episode, we are perfectly set up for the conversation that I want to have with you today. And that is that there is no perfect time, right? I feel like lately and frequently, I find myself in a place of, you know, when I get there, I'll be happy. When I get there, I will feel fulfilled and proud and full, right? And I am here to give you some tough love today because I need to give myself that too. I need to give myself that too. It's not about the milestone. It's not about the relationship, the speaking gig, the house, the business endeavor, the leveling up. It's not about the milestone. It's about something completely different. And I want to ask you, I want to invite you today to really get vulnerable in that. If it's not about the milestone, what is it about for you? Because I can promise you, hitting that next milestone that you've been gunning for, that thing that you have been like, oh my gosh, I just want to be there. When you get there, you're not going to magically be fulfilled. That milestone is not going to be what fulfills you. And if you're watching the video version of this podcast, you probably notice that my office is a bit of a mess right now. Things are kind of all over the place and have been for a little while. And I'll be honest with you, I am in that real-time realization. There are a lot of changes going on over here in the Rudd household, and I will be sharing those changes with you very soon. But I'm realizing more and more that I've told myself when I get there, when I get there, when we're able to do that, then we'll be happy. Then we'll be secure. Then we'll be fulfilled. And that's just not true. It's just not true. So I want you to check yourself a little bit here. I want you to check yourself and ask, is it the milestone itself that I think is going to complete me? Or is it something more? Odds are, it's something more. Something more, something very, very different. If you've been following me over on Instagram, you know that a few weekends ago, I went to Empower Her Live, hosted by Keisha Get Mary, and she had a phenomenal lineup of keynote speakers that have really impacted me. And I told you that I'm in the process of processing what that experience was like and what I consumed from that experience. And one of the biggest things I think I took away is this quote from Jamie Kern Lima, who is the founder of IT Cosmetics, a woman that I deeply admire and who is helping me heal my relationship with rejection, my relationship with fulfillment and self-worth. And this quote that I pulled from her has really, really stuck with me. And I'm wondering if it will do the same for you. So here it is. You don't rise to what you think is possible. You fall to what you believe you're worthy of. You don't rise to what you think is possible. You fall to what you believe you're worthy of. And why do I bring that to an episode like this? Well, I think for a really long time, we find ourselves settling. We find ourselves falling to what we believe we're worthy of and hoping that the next milestone is going to prove us otherwise. We have this secret whisper in the back of our heads that's like, maybe I'm made for more. Maybe this conviction that I have that I just need to settle and the mundane is okay, maybe if I just get there, I'll convince myself otherwise. And so that tells me a couple of things. That tells me that you know. You have this deep knowing that you're made for more. You have this deep knowing that this isn't it for you, that you want a big ass life. And it also tells me that your inner saboteur is saying, no, I need to just settle. I need to just settle for what I've seen other people do. And I need to be okay with that. But it tells me in the back of your head, you know. You know that the mundane is not what you were made for. We put so much faith in achievement. We put so much faith and weight in hitting the next level. And I think in certain situations, that's a beautiful thing. That's a motivating thing. And we're putting faith in the level itself or the milestone itself rather than the vehicle that's getting us there. We're putting so much weight and faith and pride in getting to that versus the thing, the human, the capacity, the capability that is driving us there. I had the beautiful opportunity of meeting a woman who is dear friends with Jamie Kern Lima, and she told a beautiful story about how she came from homelessness, houselessness, to the life that she has now, working as a beautiful jewelry designer for her own business. And I have the honor of wearing one of her pieces on me every day. And it simply says the word worthy. And Leah Valencia Key, she is a beautiful ray of sunshine. she really forced me to look at where I've been putting worth in my life. I don't know about you. Maybe you find yourself in this kind of a place too, but I've been putting so much worth and power and energy into the milestone, when really I need to be putting the worth, the power, and the energy into the thing that carries me to that milestone. The house, the vehicle that actually gets me there. It's a huge difference. Because I think we ultimately tell ourselves, when I get there, I'll be powerful. Or when I have that achievement on my resume, or when I meet that level of income, then I'll be powerful. But are we not powerful in the pursuit of that milestone? Are we not powerful in the process of literally qualifying ourselves to be there? Because when I sit down to think about it, even though my Enneagram 3 self really struggles with this, maybe you identify with this too, when I sit down to think about it, I'm like, you know what? It wasn't about whatever the label was that I was trying to get to. It was about my capability, my power to get there. So if you get nothing else from our conversation today, I hope that you walk away knowing that, one, just by existing, just by being here today, breathing today, you are worthy of taking up space. You are worthy of doing the things that the back of your head likes to whisper to you. You are worthy of being fulfilled in the pursuit of your goals, not just when you get there, not just when you check off that box, not just when you fulfill that goal, but you are worthy of happiness in the pursuit of those things. I feel like I could quote Jamie Kern Lima literally all day long, but this is the last that I'll bring to you for this episode. No promises. She said, the amount of love that you have for yourself really determines the amount of love that you're able to share. And I know you by now. I know that the woman that listens to something like this is a woman that is so eager to serve, is a woman that is so fulfilled and driven by serving others, by giving to others, by helping others. And I want to challenge you right now to look at the amount of love that you're able to give them and the amount of service that you're able to give them, because truly that is measured by the authentic, true love and worth you are giving yourself. If you're in a place right now where you are not feeling worthy, where you are qualifying yourself by the amount that you're able to give to other people, or qualifying yourself by the milestones that you've hit in your life, or the achievements that you have on your resume, I challenge you to look at that, honestly, as a barrier. A barrier for the amount of service and love you're able to provide to other people. Because qualifying yourself that way is actually doing a disservice to the people that you so longingly want to serve. You're actually slowing yourself down from the abilities that the amount that you're able to serve other people by qualifying yourself that way. I understand that that's kind of a twisty mindset to have, but it's true. You are only going to be able to serve your people, whether it be your family, whether it be your clients, whether it be the people in your workplace, you are only going to be able to serve them and love them as much as you are serving and loving yourself. As much as you are serving and loving the vehicle, the house that allows you to do that. That allows you to do that work that you want to do. So I really want you to think about that today. And then I want you to get really honest with yourself. To be honest, I show up in my grout fit for you to record episodes like this because I want you to know that I'm in this process with you. I am a lot of times choosing topics for the podcast because they're things that I need to work through too. So I want the two of us to challenge ourselves today and ask ourselves, okay, I know it's not about the milestone. It's not about the goal itself. It's not about the achievement or the checkbox. So what is it about? What is it that is going to fulfill me? Maybe we ask ourselves why that milestone, that achievement, that checkbox is important to us to begin with. Get really clear on why that's something you're pursuing. You may find that the reason for that pursuit is because you feel like you should. You may find that the reason for that pursuit is because you watch somebody else do it and they look successful. If that's the answer, one, I don't shame you. I don't shame you for having that be the reason, but I do ask you to take a closer look. Because I'm wondering if that is the reason if we need to make a shift. If we need to pivot to something that might result in more sustainable fulfillment, more authentic fulfillment. So it might mean that that needs to look a little bit different. If it's not about the milestone, the achievement, the checkbox, what is it about? What is it about that goal, that thing, that shiny next level that seems so appealing to you? And are you prepared for what that result looks like? The good, the bad, the ugly, the unsexy. Are you prepared to meet that milestone? Because sure, watching someone else get there is cute and exciting, and it lights this fire for a little while, and we get really hyped about it. And then we get to the reality of it again. We get back to reality, and we recognize, oh, wait, there's actually some really unsexy stuff that we have to do in order to achieve that thing or sustain that thing. And I'm wondering if that's a really good pinpoint for us to be able to say, okay, it's not about the milestone. Here's this reason that I've found that it's going to fulfill me, or that I hope that it fulfills me. And is that reason strong enough to combat all of the unsexy or difficult or challenging or exhausting things that may be required to meet that milestone, that achievement, that checkbox? That's where we're able to weigh the reasons and the challenges, the reasons and the unsexy requirements, right? So if our reason is not strong enough, maybe it's time for us to pivot to a different set of goals. And when I say that, I hope that your brain doesn't immediately do what a lot of brains might do and says, well, that means I failed. Well, that means that I'm not capable. That means that I can't do what other people can do. No, slow down. That means that you are pivoting to what is going to genuinely fulfill your life. Not the stuff that you've seen before. Not the things that you feel like you should do. You want sustainable fulfillment. We live in such an instant gratification world. And that instant gratification, when it comes, it's there for a few minutes. It's there for a little while. But you're not looking for the rise and fall of fulfillment. You are looking for a big ass life that you're happy with, that you're proud of. And not just because you saw someone else do it. So I want you to I love you, but you need to get real. You need to get real with yourself. You need to sit yourself down and say, all right, have I been looking to the next big milestone to fulfill me? And if I have, what's deeper than that? What's the next level deeper than that? And is that reason enough? Is that reason going to sustain me enough for the challenges that are headed my way? For the unsexy requirements that are a part of that milestone that I've been looking for? I am in the process of doing this same work. This same work. But what I know for certain, what I know for both myself and for you, is that we don't find the milestone itself fulfilling. It's not about the milestone. It's not about the achievement. It's not about the checkbox. It's something more. And when you find that, when you find that reason, that deep reason, you're on your way. You're on your way to seeing sustainable fulfillment. And I could not want that more for you. And I couldn't want that more for me. So I hope that in this conversation today, something sparked for you, something opened. And I hope that you let me know. I hope that you send me a message over on Instagram and you say, hey, Em, it's not about the milestone, but this is what it's about for me. This reason is what does it for me, what sustains it for me. And I hope that you come share that with me. The beautiful thing about what you and I are doing together is that we are on this road trip together. We're on this road trip together, and it's a long-ass drive. I want to be able to support that road trip. So fill me in. Let me know where you're at and what is our fuel these days. I love you. I hope that you keep on driving, but that you drive intentionally, that you drive truthfully, and that you're honest with yourself today. I love you so, so much. Go be more than a milestone. Stay kind.
Dude, thank you so much for including the Kind Mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the Kind Mind and let a girl know, okay? But until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much, and you stay kind to that freaking mind.